This presentation deals with the future national and international challenges in public health, and I define the future as the period between 2010 and 2030. The overriding challenge will be the wave of the elderly. Here you see the present prognosis for Norway. Not only will we get many more elderly, but they will live longer. 100 years will be more common. They will be healthier, but there will also be an increasing number of sick survivors who, thanks to modern medicine, live on with their chronic diseases and frailties. Therefore, I do not think that we can reduce the number of beds in the care of the elderly in the communities, and that number is defined as 25% of the number of people over 80. The challenges are numerous, and here I list them. Prevention of diseases and disability. Rehabilitation to help old people stay at home as long as possible. Hospital care, including geriatrics. Demands for community care, ethical dilemmas towards the end of life, recruiting and educating health personnel, endless priority conflicts, research and education. The panorama of disease will probably change in the direction of the so-called new morbidity, that is, more illness than disease, and more together diseases. That will be a challenge for the health service, which specializes in disease. Thus, there will be a frustrating conflict between patients who feel ill and the health service, which does not understand their illnesses. The problem is that disease have objective signs, while illnesses don't. Probably the social inequalities will increase. Thus, we will have a well-off and content majority and a poor, sick and angry minority. We shall need a close cooperation between the health service and the social service, the schools and the police to take care of young people with difficulties before it is too late. Immigrants may end up in this group if integration fails. Obviously, immigrants represent a major challenge as well as a major resource to public health, the health service, and the society. In the table, I have listed up the figures for immigrants to Norway from 1970 to 2030. And you see, the percentage may increase to 15. All these challenges, which I have mentioned, will require research, education, and good politics. I both hope and fear at the same time. In line with all these challenges, there are of course two major international challenges. When is the poverty and serious health problems in the developing countries? And the second is the increasing environmental problems. Both require much more attention, resources, and engagement before it becomes too late. The health service will have to keep up with medical progress. This will require increasing specialization and more money. The conflict between sophisticated technology, efficient production of health services, and human care will probably increase and create conflicts, especially between technology and humanism. Thus, the culture of the health service will become more important, but also more difficult. Modern medicine and health services become more and more expensive, and priority conflicts will become more difficult. Politics will become more important, but also more complex, and tension will increase. So far, disease prevention and health promotion often lose the priority battles with the hospitals and the care of the elderly. These conflicts are likely to become more and more difficult, but in the long run, prevention and rehabilitation pay off. Research and education will be more and more important, and lifelong education and re-education will be necessary for all groups of health personnel. Perhaps I have drawn a picture which is too gloomy. Probably we shall have more money to spend on health, but the priority conflicts will sharpen. The need for talented and empathic leaders on all levels is obvious. A previous Prime Minister of Norway, Gro Harlem Brundtland, got famous for her remark, "Everything is tied up with everything." I think this point is well taken for public health, and we shall need both wisdom and courage to think independently and to act decisively.